Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu al-Tawadu'i wa Khafdi al-Jinahi lil-Mu'mineen, the chapter on humility and being lenient with the believers. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ in Surah Al-Shu'ara. Allah Ta'ala says, be humble to those believers who follow you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given a command that be humble, be down to earth, those believers that follow you. And this was the normal characteristic of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, the level of humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be such that if a child happened to catch the hand of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned that a child could catch the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the child could take Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for whatever errand the child wanted to get fulfilled. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't pull away from the child also. And then it would come, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody came to speak to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would face that person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not turn the face away from that person until that person himself turned away. And if somebody would give his hand for musafaha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not pull his hand away until that person pulled his hand away. Showing the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, completely down to earth, humble, despite him being the greatest person that ever set foot on this earth. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبون أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, whoever amongst you turns away from his deen, from his religion, then Allah Ta'ala will soon bring another nation whom he loves and who loves him. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. If you turn away from your deen, if we turn away, Allah Ta'ala save us, then Allah is not in need of us to worship him. He'll bring another nation. That now this nation will worship Allah Ta'ala in such a condition that they love Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala loves them. So we should never ever feel that we are doing a favor to Allah Ta'ala. Actually, it is Allah Ta'ala's grace that's upon us, that's allowing us to come to the house of Allah Ta'ala, allowing us to worship Allah Ta'ala and take away the grace of Allah Ta'ala on us. What will happen? We will become a disgrace. So the next part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions that, speaking about these people that he will bring if we have to turn away, these people have such qualities that they will be kind to the believers. The first quality is that he will love them and Allah Ta'ala, they will love Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala will love them. The second quality is that they will be kind to the believers and they will be stern towards the disbelievers. See this quality of being kind toward the believers and stern towards the disbelievers. Unfortunately, this is something that is lacking. Very often we find that Muslims want to be kind towards the non-Muslim and their own brethren. If you look at Palestine and other places where the Muslims are getting harmed, the Muslims are being hard towards the believers and they're being kind towards the disbelievers, giving the disbelievers so much of benefits and so much of friendship, etc. When it comes to their own brothers, and we are being hard. But these are the qualities of a true believer. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. That he'll be kind towards the believer and he'll be firm towards the non-believer. Not that the person is going to be rude or person shows any type of disrespect in that sense. But where there's a position to be firm, a Muslim is firm, where is the position for him to be lenient and kind and gentle, that's where he demonstrates his gentleness and his kindness. وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. الله تعالى says, O people, we have certainly created you from a single male and a single female, and we made you into various families and tribes so that you may recognize each other. Verily, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the one with the most amount of taqwa. Now we might think that what has this got to do with humility? What has this ayat got to do with humility? Allah Ta'ala is telling us that we all have been created from one father and one mother. No person should think that I'm better than the next person. All of us are coming from the same roots. It's just that sometimes it's different color, sometimes a different shape, sometimes a different language. But the roots ultimately are the same. We all are coming from the same mother and the same father. We are all the children of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. Last ayat today we'll do. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah Ta'ala says, do not ascribe purity to yourself. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't ascribe piety, purity to yourself, that you are pious each person shouldn't think that I am pious. Actually, we should all think that, or actually hope that we pass away on piety. We can't claim piety. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas very nicely, Damod Barakatuh, mentions that it's foolish for a person to claim victory whilst the race is still on. Whilst the race is still on, a man stands and he says, I won the race. He's a foolish person. Only after the race is over will a person knows whether he won the race or whether he lost the race. So like that, فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not ascribe purity to yourself. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah Ta'ala knows who is the most pious. That is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. When our eyes close, then we will know what we have achieved. So long as our eyes are open, there's a chance that we can slip and we can fall and we may make mistakes. So therefore a person should be on guard all the time. Ulama explained with regards to tawadu, this attribute of humility, that it can easily, without exaggeration, be said that this quality of humility is the jar, is the root of all good actions. When a person has got humility in him, then goodness flows from that person. And when a person has got pride, the opposite of humility is pride, the person has got pride, then all evil actions flow from there. And ulama give the example of shaitan. That shaitan was such a person, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi would say, that he had three ayns in him. He was an alim, he was an abid, and at the same time, he was an arif. Alim, he was very, very knowledgeable. He had a lot of knowledge. Shaitan had the most amount of knowledge. And at that time, he was an abid, he was worshipped. There was not a spot in the heavens where shaitan did not make sajda. And he was arif, he was aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when he was chased out and he was cursed, at that point he knew that if I ask Allah ta'ala for something, at this point also Allah will grant it to me. In other words, Allah ta'ala doesn't get affected. Although in his anger, he's unlike us. When Allah ta'ala gets angry, that anger doesn't turn into emotion. There's no emotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets angry, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displayed, but it doesn't affect everything else that what Allah ta'ala does. In this world, when a person is angry, we say, stay far away. But Allah Ta'ala's anger is such that even in his anger, if a person begs from him, he can get kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that point also he asked Allah Ta'ala for muhlat. Give me time, give me respite. And he thought he was intelligent. He told me, give me respite till the second blowing of the sur. Second blowing of the trumpet is when everything dead will come to life. So he was asking for respite till that point. Why? It means he won't die at all. So Allah Ta'ala gave him respite to the first blowing of the sur, when everything will die, even shaitan also will die at that point. Allah Ta'ala will cause him at that point to die. So that is shaitan. He was so careful, so intelligent. He had so much of understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi say, he didn't have this one ayn which makes all the difference in a person. He was not an ashik, he was not a lover of Allah Ta'ala. If a person loves Allah Ta'ala, he will do what Allah Ta'ala says without questioning. Why? Why must I fast? Why must I wake up so early in the morning and come for salah? Why must I give zakat? Why must I give charity? Why must I go for hajj? So far I must go. You don't ask no questions. This is the command of Allah Ta'ala. I'm happy to do it. And I'm doing it with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, this one quality is such a quality that when a person puts it aside, and when this person has this one quality, he put all the questions aside. There's no asking any questions. I'll just do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us this quality of tawazu, of humility, and save us from pride in all his different colors, in all his different flavors, and all his different shades. It's a very, very dangerous quality to have. All the time we should see how we can bring humility into our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.